You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two on this Wednesday night here at Nightlight. Great to have you with me. 7,000 Apart coming up at 7:20, one of our favorite musical acts. They will be joining us over the stream from Sweden and be back in Green Bay soon. But they have new material, and they will give us a sample of that coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we have a few more minutes with actor Glenn Morshower. You've seen Glenn on 24 and Bloodline and maybe King of the Hill, Friday Night Lights. He's got this incredibly extensive acting resume. Glenn, what do you have coming up? Anything new coming out that we can see you in?
Well, right now, what I have coming up, Pete, is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba on WGBW Denmark.
Wow, you did some serious homework there during the break, my friend. I appreciate that. And it's great to have you here. We can't pay you, unfortunately, although I was ready to put you on a plane when the stream wasn't working very well. But it's great to have you here. Hey, I want to play this clip if you're okay with this. I have you giving advice on acting. It's about 2 minutes long.
Sure.
I'd love for you to explain this clip, but I really want people to hear it. This is Glenn giving acting advice. It's just great stuff, and then we'll break it down with Glenn after the clip. Go ahead, Conrad.
I discovered that actors, for some reason, have a difficult time when they're going to the big show, when they go to the big meeting, where, let's say, someone recognizable is in there. I remember, for example, today, Henry Winkler will be seated two tables over from where I am. I went in and saw the setup. Many, many years ago, I went in for a read where Henry Winkler was one of the executive producers. And just the image of him alone, the Fonz, you know, there, for a lot of people would make for a very intimidating outing. And so what they're able to do in their living room with their wife or with their mother or sister, brother or cousin, and they're able to relax, all of a sudden they see Henry Winkler and their knees start shaking and their hands start shaking and they perspire and maybe they get that little quivering thing in their throat. And then all of a sudden, and I know this from experience, I ask actors, how many of you have ever had the experience of the finest version of the audition be the one that takes place in the car on the way home after the audition? And they always raise their hands like, yeah, well, so how could you become that relaxed while you're in the real deal when it matters most? And I decided that in order to just practice a relaxation technique, and it was only an experiment, I didn't need it, I was always at ease in these meetings, I decided to fill my shoes with syrup. And actual maple syrup. Let me look here and say maple syrup. And so I went into this high-powered meeting for a series regular role, and my shoes were full of syrup. And I got to tell you, you can't mess up a meeting when your shoes are full of syrup, because you know what? You don't care. You don't care. Someone greets you and says, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you go, hi. Hi. And that's really what's going on. And what's beautiful is it's a harmless secret, and only you know. Well, I did this for a number of years, and each time stepping it up, and I wound up beginning to put things like bologna and breakfast cereal and whatnot actually in my undershorts. And I moved away from the socks altogether and discovered that food in my undershorts was the secret to success. Now, here's the point. I'm not joking. People go, oh, that's just such a funny bit. That's funny. No, it's true. And I've been doing it for years.
Glenn, what food are you wearing tonight?
Well, I'm not sporting any this evening, but Pete, I would have been happy to have told that story live without the background. That was at a Comic-Con, so there were people all around us during that interview. But it's 100% true. It was a series regular role, and I went in, circled around, went back into my house. My wife asked me if I had forgotten my keys, and I said, no, I just heard a whisper. There's no part of this story that's embellished, and I'm someone who obeys his whispers. So I had a whisper, and she said, "What'd you hear?" And I said that apparently I'm supposed to go to ABC today with my shoes filled with syrup. And proof that we are deeply in love, and we're still together. We've been married 46 years. She said on that day, I was 25 years old, she said, "Honey, would you like me to get Aunt Jemima or Log Cabin?" That was it. Like, she didn't say, "Honey, are you unwell?" So we went into the kitchen, loaded up, and I started running an experiment. I'm going to give you the super condensed version.
Okay.
The record at the agency that I was with was three jobs in a row, meaning read book, read book, read book. And it had been done three times. Excuse me, the record was four. It had been done three times where someone got three in a row.
Wow.
And here I am doing with food in my undershorts. I'm now tying the record. And I want the record. So I've tied it now, four in a row. And on the fifth audition, en route to the audition, I pulled over into a Ralph's grocery store in Sherman Oaks, walked in, went through the meat aisle, and got some Oscar Mayer bologna. And what's beautiful about bologna is that it is circular. And when you fold it in half, it doesn't fit well. It fits perfectly directly between your butt cheeks. And I went in and I started booking work with bologna in my butt cheeks. And I did it forever. And that record is still standing at nine jobs in a row.
Do you think, Glenn?
And the idea is that you don't care. You just don't care.
Do you think you'd have even more success if you put healthier food somewhere on your person?
You know, I think there's a case to be made for that.
Maybe some pure maple syrup. That is so great. And, you know, it's funny. The meetings I've been to over the years, I always found went better when I was distracted by something else, when I wasn't hyper-focused in the moment and talking too much or trying to be too funny or whatever it was. So I love that. I absolutely love that. No, I was just going to say, do you advise people to do that?
Yes, but only every day. Only every day. And what I tell them is, when you walk in the room, here's the beautiful thing. You're certainly not going to advertise it.
Right.
You're an idiot if you do. Advertise it. You don't tell anyone your secret. But what happens is you have this identifiable radiance that you walk into the room with. And here's why. Because what you're feeling is, I know something you don't know. Right.
Oh, that's great. I think the bologna's good too. I bet better than like a pimento loaf that would cause trouble down the road. But I think that's great advice, Glenn. And tell me this. All right. So you give inspirational talks and you call them inspirational talks. You don't call them motivational talks. And I like that. But can you explain why? And also, you say you like giving those more than you like acting. And can you tell me why
more than anything in my life? Because having made movies, and I still enjoy it, and believe me, the exposure that we get from it is life-changing. And so many doors have been opened for me in my life, courtesy of that exposure. So I'm not interested in stopping that. But the thing that is not satisfying by comparison is that anytime I'm in a movie or a television show, someone else is pulling the strings telling me what to say.
Uh-huh.
And nobody does that on stage. Those are my words coming unedited, unfiltered, directly from my heart. So it's me out there raw. There is no comparison. When you've made your living pretending to be another human being for 50 years, you know, you're running out of time and you're thinking, I would like for the world to get to know who I am.
Huh.
And I've been doing this. I've been speaking for 40 years. But now it's to the point where I don't have to make another movie as long as I live. I travel and speak to a lot of Fortune 500 companies, religious institutions, churches, mosques, ashrams, not any particular thing. Whatever anybody wants to talk about that is spirit-based. And we have massive quantities of fun. It's really good to have people remember who it is they really are. And to remember that they are powerful and not weak by design. We got here by outswimming 500 million other competitors. That is the act of a champion, not a wussy.
That is fantastic, Glenn. That is great stuff. Where can people, if they wanted to book you, How would they go about that? Where could they find out more information?
We just send them off to Glenn Morshower, GlennMorshower.com.
Okay.
And there's a whole thing on my speaking there. And you can also go to YouTube and see my TED Talk.
I highly recommend it. It's great stuff. You're a terrific speaker, and I'm not surprised given your acting talents, but it is really great stuff, so I recommend all of you check it out. Glenn, we got a text from the 920. Brian says, in quotes, he obviously really liked what you said, "What's beautiful about baloney is it is circular." So you really broke it down properly for our listeners, and they appreciate that very much.
Well, think what would happen, Pete, if it was square. It really fits very poorly.
I don't
but
know
with
that
it being circular, you fold it in half. It's almost as though that's why they designed it that way.
I gotta be honest, Glenn, and if I'm wedging bologna up there, I really don't pay attention to shape. It's traumatic enough. I'm not gonna split hairs over the minutia, but I will keep that in mind,
brother. You know that we. My wife and I, Carol and I, are both crazy about your sister, Julie.
Yeah, well,
we love Julie.
It's totally mutual, and I'm so glad she put us in touch. I'm sad I was in L.A. for 14 years, and I didn't get to meet you while I was out there, but I'm glad it worked out here tonight, and it's been so much fun getting to talk to you and getting to know you, buddy. So thanks so much for your time tonight.
Pleasure. We'll do it again. How long have you been back in Wisconsin?
About 10 years, but I've been doing radio for about a year, and I'm really digging it. So Wisconsin's a very easy place to live.
It.
Yeah. But I would.
Well, hang on to my number. Stay in touch, and thanks, an honor to have spent time with you tonight.
Absolutely. Let's do it again. I appreciate it, Glenn. Thanks so much. That's Glenn Morshower. Check out his website, Google his name, and Adda.com, and check him out on 24 and Bloodline and Friday Night Lights. Just a great actor and an even better dude. That was really fun. Conrad, what did you learn there?
Well,
he's a teacher.
Well, I just got to let you know, I am rocking ham, not bologna.
Okay.
Ham, okay?
All right.
And
it's a little leaner cut than bologna, I think.
I'm feeling better tonight. I'm not focusing on the show. I'm focusing on that ham.
I don't know if I want to hear that, but okay. For the 818, Bridget says, "I would like a hug from Jennifer Aniston. She seems like a great person. I would like some of her energy to wear off on me." Oh, that's a great, okay. I did not think Jennifer Aniston. That's very nice. When we come back, folks, after a very short break, 7,000 Apart, John and Amelie will be here. They're going to drop their new song here on the show. You'll get to hear it tonight. And we will talk to them in just moments. Tomorrow night, join us for John McGivern. And we will be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right. Welcome back. This is exciting because there is no better way to cheer me up midweek with crummy conditions outside in the middle of winter. The best way to get through this is to welcome some old friends to the show, and they are luckily not in Green Bay right now, even though they spend a substantial amount of time here. They're joining us all the way from Sweden, even though they are staples on the music scene here in Northeast Wisconsin. 7,000 Apart, Amelie and John join us now. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. Anytime. It's always fun when you guys are on the show. And this is the first time you've been on over the stream. You usually come in, which is even more fun, but it's a little impossible right now.
I mean, we'll join you in a month or so if you'll have us back already then.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. Yeah.
So you're coming back in a month?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're planning on spending a month this spring. Just to do some tour prep for summer and maybe play a couple shows and
okay.
Maybe drive down to Nashville. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's exciting. That absolutely, we'll have you back in here. And I know you have a new song. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what it's like performing in Sweden compared to Green Bay. It's just great to have you guys on the show. So how are things going in Amelie, your native land and your adopted hometown, John, or home country?
Yeah. It's good. We're spending a lot of time in the studio right now. It's perfect. It might not be like a snowstorm right now, but it's really cold outside and it's very dark since it's so up north.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like Alaska north. And so the days during winter are pretty short. There's not a lot of sunlight, but that makes for really good studio hang days. And just to like, so that's what we've been doing. We've been writing and recording, and we are working on album number 3.
Yeah, it's basically I've just been in the studio for like 4 months, and that's pretty much all. So like I haven't talked to people, so I don't know if I know how to do this anymore. Let's see.
Well, your wife will help you through it, and I'll help you through it, John. You've crushed it in the past. I have no doubt it's like riding a bike. But okay, so for those who are listening who maybe haven't heard your story before, give us a little background again. Tell us how you got together, how you guys met and became man and wife and a great duo musically.
Absolutely. So yeah, as you might have guessed for those who are listening, I am from Sweden originally. And so I went as an exchange student when I was 17 to the US, and I could have ended up anywhere in the entire country, any state, any city. And I end up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. So we actually met in music theory class my senior year of high school, and we just
at Preble.
At Preble.
Right.
We just became good friends over music, ended up dating that whole school year. Ended up having to decide if we wanted to be long distance or break up. And we ended up doing long distance for 3 years. So I was studying in Kentucky and Amelie was in Sweden. We started 7,000 Apart as just a way of like having something to talk about and something to do. And long story short, it ended up becoming our job. And we get to do this all the time now. So it's super, super fun.
So this now it is your full-time job, right? This is what you guys do. Oh, how fun. That's so great.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're so lucky, and we're very, very happy we get to do what we do.
John, for the record, you're doing great. That was a really good answer.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard.
It's also, for the record, it's also quite late here in Sweden right now. So, okay. And since it's release day, we released a new song today. We've been working since, like, literally we opened our eyes this morning. I started my day, like, laying 2 hours in bed, you know, doing, like, admin work and sending the song to people. And, so it's been a long day, but we are so excited we get to end it with you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Likewise, right back at you. So let me ask you this, Amelie. I think this is funny because I remember there was an exchange student in Marinette where I went to high school who came from a different country that was also cold and the town was small, like the town he ended up in. And I'm like, this is kind of a cruel joke. Like, you want to go somewhere different. I mean, it worked out well for you going to Green Bay, but how different are the climates and where you lived in Sweden as to what it was like in Green Bay?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I was like, I could have ended up in like South Carolina or something.
Yeah.
But obviously it worked out well for me. I have no complaints. And at least like your summers are warmer. Like you get like proper summers. And sometimes you get like a day in the 70s in like November or like February. And I live for those days. Those days get me through the rest of winter. So we don't get that here because it's so even.
Okay.
But on the other hand, like it doesn't get as intense here. So like summers are lovely unless they're rainy and at 50 degrees. But when it's like a good summer's day in Sweden, it's a good summer's day. We don't get the humidity.
It's normally like 70 to 72 degrees for like the whole summer.
Oh, wow.
It's like super great. Yeah.
So what about you, John? Like you're over there. You spend a lot of time over there. What do you prefer? If not the people, let's not talk about the people, but in terms of climate and, you know, just livability, how do you do over there compared to here?
I mean, I think it's very different, and I'm very happy that I have like access to both countries. Like I think you get to a certain point where you're like, you want to be able to drive because we have all of our stuff in our van. And you want more space, you know?
We have like the smallest apartment in the world.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that when you live in a big city, that's something that you just you're gonna have less space, right? Unless you want to live like really far out in the suburbs. And we live right downtown, which is great for walkability. We walk everywhere. But when you want to take your PA system and all your guitars to a gig, it's like
kind of awkward to take it on the subway. Yeah. So like wow. you do that or take an Uber or
yeah.
So it's definitely like it's very different, you know. So I think it's nice having a mixture of both things. And I think my life would look very different if we had to choose only one country.
Yes.
For sure.
We are very happy we don't have to make that choice.
That is pretty cool. And John, I think you're officially warmed up. So I think after we do a quick after we do a quick news break, I think we can jump right into the good stuff. And we will hear the new song from 7,000 Apart. Very excited to have these guys on the show. The new song is called Souls and Soma's Scars. Am I saying that right, you guys?
Yeah, Soul and Soma's Scars. I know it's
hard to say.
It's alliteration, you know, it's a literary device. A lot of S's.
No, it works. I'm just not very bright. So, all right, we'll hear that when we come back. Great to have you guys. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart are here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dance party with two of my favorites, Sound Anomaly.
An online dance party.
Online dance party.
That's all we can
do.
In
our own places. Yeah.
An online dance party, 7,000 Apart.
Yes, exactly.
So, all right. So, 7,000 Apart is here with me tonight on Nightlight. Great to have these guys back. John and Amelie, they are in Sweden right now. They'll be back in a month. And then, how long will you stay when you guys are back?
So this time, just for a month, but then we're going to be back all the summer.
Oh, fantastic.
Playing all of the shows, yeah.
I can almost hear you guys already on the Fox River here playing over at Hagermeister or some venue like that. So,
yes.
Are there any other musical duos that you know of who are based in Sweden and Green Bay, or even Sweden and America right now?
There is one other duo called Flora Cash that we found when we were just starting out, because we were like, is this like a thing? Has anyone else done this before? And so he's from Minnesota and she's from Sweden. But I don't know if they ever go back to the US too much. They had a kid a few years ago and settled in like in the countryside in Sweden. So I think they're pretty just happy there.
But they've been doing really well.
They're releasing a bunch of music. So
Nice. All right. Well, speaking of new music, you guys have a new song. We just mentioned it earlier, Soul and Soma's Scars. This is off your third album, which we'll talk about also in just a minute. But let's hear the song. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Hope you like it.
Yeah. Here's the new song by 7,000 Apart, Soul and Soma's Scars.
Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and soma's scars. I'm fine.
Love that song.
Thanks.
We do too.
tell us about it. Where does that come from? Where did the inspiration come from? And what's going on there in the narrative?
Yeah. So we wrote an album called Feel Your Feelings. That was our previous album. And this was after we had written all of that. And we were in a session here in Sweden. We did a songwriting camp with a publisher. And we were teamed up with this producer. It was the last day of the camp. We had written for others all week, but this last day we got to write for us. And this is the song that came out. It's about going through something really, really difficult after that. You know, like after you've gone through something really hard and you're starting to see like the light again. And you're starting to appreciate the little things again, like a good cup of coffee and the sunlight, and you might be changed a little bit from like the tough experience, whatever that may be. But you have so much gratefulness for just being alive.
And wow. For the record, Soma means body.
Yes, not everyone knows that. Like Soma okay. is just a synonym for body. So
we didn't know that either, but we...
When we were writing it, I was looking for synonyms for body. And wow, I got... Okay. Yeah, so it made sense.
Yeah, I thought it was like a girl's name or something. With
yeah, no.
pretty name.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Pretty name.
So, well, that's great. Yeah. So tell us more about the third album, too. When will that... Mm-hmm. be out? How much more work do you have to do on it? And is there some type of theme to it that this song falls into?
Yeah, so it's actually, there's a few questions there. long story short, I guess the album is going to be coming out by the summer. So
in a physical
form.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we're going to be releasing songs monthly on Spotify and streaming services.
Yeah.
Nice. For the next year, basically. So people will be able to get the album physically this summer and like get it online, but like order the physical album, but they'll have to wait a year to be able to hear like online completely.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the album called?
Yeah. So the album is going to be called Why Do We Do What We Do, which I know it's kind of it's a long title. But it's from one of our songs that we wrote last year. And it's a song about, you know, as artists, we give a lot of ourselves to do what we love. The world isn't set up so that everyone can be artists. And
right.
It can be very hard. And we pour so much of not just hard work, but so much of our souls and, you know, our emotions and everything into this thing that we're making. And it's not always that we get appreciation for that, or there's a lot of the hard work that goes unseen. And so this song is about that. And it made us bring out the question, why do we do what we do? Mm. And because we're getting a little bit older, and it's not an obvious choice of a career. It's not the safest. It's not the easiest. And so it's so important to know why you do what you do, especially when you're in a creative field.
But
in general in life, yeah. like
right.
if you're not anchored into why you make the choices that you make, it just makes things easier if you really know why you do what you do. Yeah.
Very well said. No, and that's a great answer. And somehow you guys are making it work. Bicontinent. Like, I don't know how you
don't
do
ask
that,
us how we don't either. We're just hoping the money on the bank doesn't run out. That's
well,
all
just
we
find a way, right? I mean, and you just make it work.
Yes.
Do you ever hear comparisons to the Sundays? Do you know that band from the 90s?
No, but I'll write it. John's writing it down.
They have a song called Where the Story Ends, and the summertime. They had some really nice hits. You have a Amelie, you have a voice that reminds me a little bit of Harriet Wheeler, kind of that.
Oh, I love that.
You have a sultry side of your voice as well, but it's also, there's a lot of emotion in it. Yeah, check them out. I'd be interested to know what you think about that.
Yeah, we get the cranberries sometimes.
Oh, I could see that too. I love the cranberries. Yeah,
we love the cranberries.
That was a huge loss when Dolores.
Oh, I know.
It's just awful. So your second album was produced in Nashville. That was kind of a big deal. You worked with a big time producer. What's the story behind the third album? Is it a similar story, or are you guys more self-producing? How's it working out so far?
Yeah. So that's what we realized with Soul and Soma Scars. It turned out to be like, we felt like the best quality produced song that we've ever put out. And the craziest part of it is the whole song was written and produced in a total of 8 hours.
In this studio.
In this studio. Really? So we literally sat here with no ideas to a finished song in 8 hours, including eating lunch and going for a walk. And I think that there was something about that process that changed how we looked at making music. It ended up being like, if we can make something that we absolutely love in 8 hours, you know, with a producer, and like we saw the whole process, like literally his computer was right here. And I was watching him do what he was doing. And I was just like, for those of you who don't know, I guess I went to audio production school for recording music and stuff, but I always felt like, you know, we need to hire someone who like has won a Grammy or done something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then this summer people were like talking about some of their favorite songs that we've released, and they're songs that I actually had produced.
No kidding.
And they
were. You also did produce most of side B. Like you did like 70% of Feel Your Feelings side B.
Yeah.
And then our amazing producer Femke did the rest. But like John, like he's done a lot of awesome things. It was just like that last little like 10-20% that you were missing.
And yeah, so we kind of realized we're like, let's just produce it ourselves. We can make it faster. We can put more of ourselves into the music. We don't have to wait months to get a reply. It can just be like,
right,
you know, hey, can you change these three things?
Yeah, we don't have to wait for someone else's schedule. We can just do it. And so John has been in like proper like production school, I would say, but like online. So he's been like watching all of the YouTube videos, all of the tips and tricks, getting all of the computer programs and plugins that he needs. And he's doing an incredible job. And so in a month, you get to hear the next song that that he has produced. Yeah.
And like, we have like 26 songs that we're choosing from. So
oh, no kidding.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Getting it down to 8?
12 is 12? The goal.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's a little easier.
But still so many babies that are not going to make the cut this time.
Well, that's why you make a fourth album, right? That's you can save some of them. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart are my guests right now here on Nightlight. They are in Sweden at the moment. We'll be back in Green Bay in a month. We'll have them certainly on the show then when they can come in person too. But this is working out just fine, you guys. Do you write music or lyrics first when you compose a song? Or is there a rule to it or just how it works out in that moment?
I would say it's very different. Like sometimes John will just come up with some chords and or like make a track, and then I will just improvise some melody on top of it.
Okay.
Sometimes we start with like an idea of like, oh, this would be a cool title, or ooh, this phrase is really cool, and we build some lyrics from that, and then I start like improvising a melody over that.
We've done a lot of different things. Like, I mean, the biggest thing is we tend to work together, like with the process. So if I start something, Amelie's going to be super involved in it. If we start something together, like it's, you know, it's very much a collaborative process. And I think that that's something that like is incredibly nice with being in a duo. You know, it's like Paul and John from the Beatles, like they also had the ability to like, you know, share ideas right away and get instant feedback. Yeah. And they didn't always agree. And I think that's a good thing because it makes something interesting, you know?
Yeah, we complement each other really well. Like John is phenomenal at both guitar and piano, and is great at coming up with different like little hooks and really good
and
chords.
Does vocals.
Yeah.
And melodies and stuff. And
I love
very
it.
Picky.
It's well, it's working for you guys. We'll have just a couple more minutes with 7,000 Apart. We'll hear one more song from them, and then I want to ask you guys about a cause that you've embraced from your own personal experiences too. We'll do that, and then we'll wrap things up after a very short break here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pick it sounds. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Got a few more minutes here with our friends, John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart High School Sweethearts, who are making it work no matter what continent they are on. And they happen to be in Sweden tonight, and they're joining us over the stream. Let's get this other song played so that we don't run out of time. I love this song. I think you've played it in the studio before, if I'm not mistaken. But this is another song from 7,000 Apart. We just heard their newest song, Soul in Sama's Scars. This is this song is called Started a Fire, and then we'll be back to wrap things up with John and Amelie.
Feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I saw
I love that song.
It's fun, too.
Watching you, Amelie. When you're here, you're bouncing out of your chair. And I love that you're doing it all the way overseas like that, too. It's just great that you feel your own music. And that song, when you guys have done it in the past, in the studio, I never heard that electric before. Because I think, John, you typically have like an acoustic with you. That sounded fantastic. I've never heard that version before.
Yeah, so great. it's actually a good friend of ours who played in a really, really big band called Sabaton, which is a metal band from Sweden. And he was there, one of their lead guitarists. And we just asked him, and he did this solo for us, which is so insane.
Great. They co-headlined with Judas Priest.
Yeah. Whoa. That's like at the level they're at.
Oh,
they're yeah.
How
so
fun.
That he said yes was absolutely incredible. Yeah, and it's such a fun feature.
He's awesome in general.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. Yeah.
You guys, we just have about a minute left, unfortunately. But can you tell us just quickly a little bit about how you incorporate how important mental health is to you into your music? And I know that's a kind of a mission of yours. And we just have about 60 seconds. But if you could give us a rundown.
Absolutely. Yeah. So on Soma Scars, the song that we released today is a testament to that, too. It's something that we both have struggled with, and it's something
mental health
is, and it's so important to break that stigma. I think it's so easy to go to the doctor for a broken leg, but it's a lot harder when you're feeling depressed or you're struggling with anxiety or panic attacks. We're not as likely to go to the doctor for that. And
right.
I think it's so important to talk to your friends and family and your doctor about how you're feeling mentally and not just physically. And so by sharing our own stories, we're hoping that we can inspire others to care about their mental health as much as they care for their physical.
And what better way to do that through the music you guys give us? It's so great. Thank you so much for your time again, as always. Please let us know when you're back, and we'll have you in, and we'll have some more fun. We'll have an in-person dance party as opposed to over the stream here.
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck with the rest of the trip, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
All right. That's John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart. Tomorrow night on the show, John McGivern is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. He is the host of Main Streets and a public television legend. John will be here tomorrow night at 6:35. And then we welcome Nick Wattier. We'll be here in studio from the Green Bay Film Festival talking about a giant spider invasion event they have coming up right down the street here very soon. That will be more fun on Nightlight tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with me tonight, everybody. Thanks to Glenn Morshower, 7,000 Apart, all your texts and calls on behalf of the lovable producer. Boy, really buried that.
You messed that one up.
I don't think people know what I said. They need to know you're the lovable producer, Conrad. I can't spit that out. All right. We'll be back to do it all tomorrow night. Thanks so much, folks. Good night, Wisconsin. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. Mama made when making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. I loved you then. I love you now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.